He, I'm sure they got my phone book, they got the house locked whenever they want to. And they know what's coming in my house. They know I'm a clean living man. And I'm not bragging, because this is what other Muslims should be. But they respect me. Suppose I was one who sold my religion away. I wouldn't have no respect for these people. No. Brothers and sisters, in this political world scene today, you have to be strong as a Muslim. And if it means going against even political principles of this world, go against those political principles. In my heart, I believe that this Quran and the Constitution of the United States of America, in its essence, in its true spirit, in its promise to the human being, I believe that Constitution is compatible with this Quran. So we should push forward for a society, a government, that will give the common person what the Constitution promised the common person. That is, equal rights with all other people, justice, without corruption, without oppression, without double standards, double dealing. We should press forward for that. But since the Constitution is so limited in its knowledge on that valuable concept, a valuable principle, we should help the American people and the Christian people, the American people, by giving them Quranic knowledge, propagating this knowledge. When we talk what the dignity of man is, or what my right is in the Constitution, we should back it up with Quranic verses, so that the American people will get good knowledge and sound knowledge that will enable them to understand better the concept that the Jacobite passed on to them. Yes. The Jews passed that concept on to the Gentile world, as they're called. The concept of man being born with great honor, born with great responsibility, born to be God's trustee on the earth, born to be responsible for his environment. Don't you know this is the idea in Western society? When they say that the business of God, the business of God is the business of man, the ignorant don't understand what they're saying. We think they mean that they are assuming the office of God. The learned Americans don't mean that. The learned Americans only mean that God has charged a human mortal with responsibility for what's happening on this earth. And that's at Islam. God says in the Quran that he has charged us to be responsible for our lives, our personal lives, our family, our society, and even the world at large. Is that right? Yes. Says he has made us Khalifa, and he has subjugated or reduced everything in the sky and on earth for our human service. Is that right? The land, he made it all available to us, and the sea, which is abundance of material goods. Everything has been made available to us for the benefit of human society. But we are to explore and cultivate the world with this knowledge that the earth belongs to Allah. And everything therein, including ourselves. And the skies belong to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah. None of us are possessors of anything. We are to do it as trustees. Is that right? Yes. Well, don't you know when you have the courage to analyze, to search out Western philosophy, as it is interpreted out of Constitution and out of the language of the great Western scholars and philosophers, and interpret Western philosophy of life as it once was conceived by the builders of Western society, and give them the support from the Quran, and the knowledge, enlightenment from the Quran, what will happen? If they don't buy it, we would become the leaders. Because they cannot expound upon the concept that they hold precious. And we can expound on those concepts with this rich Quran. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, I hope you see the point. The point that I'm trying to make here is that to eat and sit for all. It should be a time of the reawakening of our human conscience. We are not just following moral dictates during Ramadan for nothing. The object is to make us more fit to carry out our responsibilities as human responsible human beings in society. To make us more fit as promoters of social justice, moral excellence, and social justice. That's what it's for. And we should understand, dear brothers and sisters, that the Eid and Fitra, the great Eid and Fitra. Fitra, as we know, it means originating, bringing something into existence for the first time. Something has been brought in for the first time. What has been created for the first time? You, the human being. Yes, his original nature. Yes, it was created for the first time by Allah. But the corruption and confusion and the evils of society, the ignorance, blind us to that original nature. And then God takes the man who is excellent in his form and is not weak or succumb, or who does not succumb to the influences of the world, and he gives him the revelation, the Quran. And that man now, he comes to us as the messenger, and Quran says that God, the sin, now reveals to us the light, the Quran, came down with him, the Prophet Muhammad, the light. The light, the revelation, and the prophet is seen coming down to us, which tells us that not only is the revelation heavenly above us, the Prophet himself is heavenly above us. He's excellent too. And not only is the literal language of revelation light for our feet, but the Prophet himself is light for our feet.
That's right.
Yes, the Prophet himself is light for our feet. So we should understand that this is a celebration, a recurring celebration that comes because people keep faith and keep obedience to God in the revelation called Quran. A reoccurring celebration, celebrating what? The original nature. Yes, we're happy that Allah saved our original nature. He saved the original content of me. He shone the light on it and told Prophet Muhammad to tell the people that I am a mortal messenger like you. And restored the concept of human dignity. Establishes clearly the concept of human dignity. And tells us that the human science is alive. Where does the human science come from? It comes from that design that Allah established originally in your human nature. On your human makeup. If one studies the design that Allah has established in his human makeup, that prevailing design that ties all together as one humanity, if one studies that, what will he get out of studying that design, out of that original nature? He will get the human sciences, won't he? Yes. Disciplining ourselves humanly, morally, spiritually, in the month of Ramadan, then it makes us more attuned to our enemies. It makes us more attuned to our enemies. Then the Quran comes as a light, and it gives us the guidance. Is this guidance separated from our human design? No. This guidance complements. This guidance completes. This guidance is perfectly compatible with that human design that God established. Then if it's perfectly compatible, then the guidance must be in the human being. Is that true?
Yes.
If it's compatible, then the guidance is in the human being. So if God guides me to know myself, if God guides me to know my creation, if God guides me to know my evolution as a social, political, intelligent being, then I will have in that the knowledge that we call human science. And what knowledge is more precious for a human society than human science? No knowledge is more precious for a human society than human science. You don't know it, many of you, but this book is the supreme human science. The supreme human science. But after we get to human science, then we discover that in this lesson is an obligation. Because in studying my human makeup with the guidance of God, it tells me that I have been made in the most excellent mold. I have been made with the greatest responsibility. Therefore, I can't be satisfied to see the world growing up in weeds. I am to go out and cultivate the world. So you see, the first knowledge is the human knowledge. And the human knowledge shows man his human responsibility. How can you know your responsibility in society before knowing yourself? Huh? You cannot know it. So the human science has come to teach us our nature and also our role in society. So we're celebrating an Eve today. Right? An Eve today. And we're having a merry good time. And we should declare the praise of God enthusiastically. We should declare Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Walillahi alhamd. Yes, we should declare the praise enthusiastically. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Walillahi alhamd. Yes, dear brothers and sisters. Because we are not following this religion in the dark. We're not following this religion submissively bowing down to angels. We're following this religion as a dignified khalifa. One that God has said is in the excellent mode, the most excellent mode. One that God has said, go on. The stars will submit to your service. Sunlight. The energy in the all, the trees, the wood, the minerals under the earth, the fish, everything will submit to your service because I've made you Khalifa, responsible teacher over all things in earth. Yes. So this Eve, brother, is a celebration of the knowledge that God has given to me of my own worth as a human being. And I couldn't have got this unless one paid the price. Paid the price by submitting to the best of his nature. Obeying God in the best of his nature. Oh, yes, and setting an example for the rest of us. And then telling us with the words of God, you have the same nature. I am a mortal messenger like you. The possibilities for me are open to you. Yes, that's what that's saying. Don't think that God has sent you a supernatural, a beyond the twilight zone prophet. God has sent you a man like you. So I do this, I do this, I can do this. And my material is the same as yours, humanly speaking. You have the same potential. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, what a great thing this is to know that we are excellent in our midst and that color means nothing. This excellence is not in the shade of color. This excellence is my social evolution. This excellence is in my implicit desire. There is an implicit, inherent desire in me. And when I study it, it says,
that you are President Carter if you want to be.
Yeah.
It says that you are Einstein if you want to be.
Yeah.
It says that the same substance, the same essential common essence have been given to you that was given to everybody else, and whatever was given to anybody else have been given to you. I didn't give it out in terms of color, but color is just a seasonal thing. Up and shoulder your responsibility. Your responsibility to self and to society.
Yes,
shoulder that responsibility and know that the day you put down the book of virtue, the book of divine guidance, your growth stops. Your great dignity is being subject to the corroding forces of this society. It is just a matter of time till you will be the most despicable of all creatures if you don't turn back and follow the guidance of God. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we know that Allah created and He established human nature, and He gave us our mate. He fixed it. He ordained for us what life should be. He gave us a mold of behavior. And we know that as long as we are not following leadership that is not concerned about our well-being,
mm-hmm,
we can go on in progress and society grows and become healthy and strong.
Okay.
And the society that is called primitive today, if we study it, we find that one day in its history, in its past, it had some of the excellent things that this world brags about. God has not left any society without this potential. Every society has had the same potential. And maybe you don't see the traces of it now, but once upon a time on this land, it had industry, it had science, it had these things. Every people have come into these things. One day, if we continue down this course of moral blindness, of social blindness, political blindness, if we continue down this course and this land is abandoned and neglected by the rest of the world, don't you know this land can grow up in the weeds?
Right.
And don't you know that people can do what the Ivy Leaguers tried to do about 20 years ago? They will go out in the woods and pick wild berries and eat cats,
yeah,
eat alicats.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in our present history.
Right.
Happened only about 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Right.
About 15 years ago.
Right.
The American, the pride of the American blood. The young Ivy Leaguers of the white man society have started going out in the wilderness, gave up on civilization, wearing dungarees, creatures, and saying they're going to live off of wild cats and wild berries and wild herbs. Yes, don't you know if enough of us do that, and it can happen, because the tempo is already set. And if enough of us do that, don't you know, in a few centuries, these great structures will be nothing?
Nothing.
They will look just like dirt heap, mud heap. Yes. I'm a man who works with metal. I work for U.S. Steel in Chicago, one of the steel mills I work for, as a welder. That company, I don't know how long it's been there, but it hasn't been there for a century, I don't think. We found big slabs of steel. When you pick them up, they just crumble. Nothing but dust. Nothing but dust. Don't you know if these structures are neglected? In a few centuries, all of this will be gone. Don't you know the granite of the pyramids will last longer than the glass and the steel of these skyscrapers? Huh? I'm speaking to you as a scientist. The granite of the pyramids outlasts the steel, the iron, the brass, and the clay bricks and all of this stuff. It will not last as long as the granite of the pyramid. And if we abandon this, it'll all be gone. In enough centuries or enough millennium, there'll be no sign of civilization in here. A And people, if they discover this fact, they'll say these children, people have never had culture, have never had industry. Dear beloved people, understand this. Understand this. But while understanding this, also understand the guidance of God that says you all were created from Adam, and Adam was made from dust. So we are not to look first our past, for it is great time of cultural enlightenment, of science, of industry. We are to look back in the past and be thankful for God, because we know as we keep searching back, we will go past the time of that industry, and we will go to the time when we were searching around trying to discover the world. When we were nothing. We had no knowledge, had no industry, had no science, had no nothing. Yes. So all people can trace their origin back to dust. So who can brag then? If the white man was once dust, I was once dust, the Japanese was once dust, who can brag then? If anyone has come from dust to industry, same possibility is open to me. Because we all are created from death. All praises be to Allah. Dear Muslims, we thank Allah for the blessing of religion, the blessing of faith, for the guidance in the Quran, which is a mercy, and the best of guidance, the best of knowledge, the best science for all the world. We have the most precious knowledge that ever could be given to a human being. Knowledge that will give food and growth for our whole life. We should never think any book written by the philosophers or scientists of this world is superior to this book, the Quran. This book, the Quran, came to Prophet Muhammad about 1400 years ago, and as a result, morals were awakened, just government was established, equal distribution of wealth, or just distribution of wealth was established. The cause of the poor was heard and answered, and the slave walked in dignity with the highest man in the land. The one slave led the nobles of the Alps, their noble chief, their dignified chief. Slave led them in war, slave led them in prayer. Yes. And Prophet Muhammad said in his farewell address, there is no superiority of white over black, black over white, Arab over non-Arab or non-Arab over Arab. The only superiority is in obedience to God. Yes. Can you give me better words? Can you give me more attractive words? Can you give me more excellent philosophy to mock? Tell me, I read that book, but I didn't find it. Did Adam Smith, Montesquieu, did any of the American Western philosophers, have they said anything to equal that? If they did, I haven't heard it. And if they said it, and then say it in the name of God, it doesn't have the same power. For if a man will say these same things in the name of a man, the effect will not be the same on society. Say it in the name of God, who created me as he did everybody else, then I have an equal access to that God. I have equal recognition of that God. And if God said it, then it's the same for all of us. But if you said it and you're Italian, it makes me look up to Italian. God said it, everybody on the same footing. Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Dear beloved Muslims, let us not forget the Iranian Revolution is a Muslim revolution. And we hope that this country will come to the point where it will do justice to the Iranian Revolution and respect that as a healthy, good, progressive thing. And we hope that America, leadership, will tell the whole world that what we have there is really moral courage, a great show of moral courage. And that's what America needs, because America has allowed its moral muscles to go limp like a jellyfish. Yes, we hope that America will pay tribute to the Iranian Revolution one day soon. And that's the spirit we should be going in. And we hope that Afghanistan will continue to get the American support, and we hope that it will get even more support. We hope that it will get more support. And before you hear about it elsewhere, I signed a check last week to the Afghanistan Relief Fund for $1,000, and if I had more, I would have given it. Yes, they are courageous people. They are fighting what? Supposed to be fighting the enemy of America. Supposed to be fighting the enemy of the free world. And some of you are afraid to say you love your Afghanistan brother. We're going to get this old Uncle Tomism out of you so-called Muslim. It will take us the rest of our life. Yes, we're going to burn the slave plantations both out of your system. And we'll make you an American man. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Dear beloved Muslims, we pray the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, upon his descendants, upon the righteous servants, all of them, upon the Muslims in America and throughout the world. We pray Allah that he aids the Islamic revival, aids the oppressed people of the Muslim society, so that they will be strong enough to carry the banner of Al-Islam, which is freedom, justice, equality, and truth. We pray that he blesses Muslim communities all over the world with the strongest and the best leaders, and bless them with an Islamic victory all over the Islamic world, so that we will have more. So we pray that he give this community more assistance, more aid for himself, because if he does not help us, we are finished. Dear beloved Muslims, let us not be ashamed to say we are American people, but let us also be brave and courageous to say that I am Muslim, so before I am American. When Allah made me Muslim, there was no America. He made first a Muslim, then he made nations. So I don't give myself to any political flag before I give myself to Allah. And it's my duty as an American to advance the justice on this earth for human beings. And if I do that as a Muslim, then I believe one day America will say, thank God for making Muslims on our soil. I believe America will say one day, we want a Muslim for president. It's time that we have a Muslim for president. That will come, inshallah, because America's Constitution, in my opinion, doesn't say that a Christian has to be president. It doesn't say a Jew has to be president. I have equal rights as a Muslim to be president. Dear beloved Muslims, let us pray the Salatu Rahimiyya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad.
كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين. Muslims. Now, if there are any announcements, the man will come forward and take care of those announcements. And we hope to have some dinner pretty soon. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I promise you to eat, I'm going to eat like a Muslim. Who has just come through the month of Fast.
Beloved brothers and sisters, please maintain your patience right now. We have brief announcements, mainly in the form of instruction. Okay, we have about 700 people who are here right now that we counted. And believe me, if we were to stack the amount of food that we have in the cultural center up in the kitchen would be absolutely stuffed full, okay? So there's no worry or concern about how long the lines will be because there's more than enough food for everyone, all praise be to Allah. So what we'll ask that after you get your food, when you go over to the cultural center, we're going to be going in through the Bond Street side of the door. And we're going to form a slick type of a line that goes in front of the kitchen door, not in the little anteroom. Any food that's available is available to you. But we want your cooperation when we form the line, okay? So be patient, be as submissive as you can in making your way over there, alhamdulillah.